Joy in the Morning by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Part 1. Chapter 1. After the thing was over, when peril had ceased to loom, and happy endings had been distributed in heaping handfuls, and we were driving home with our hats on the side of our heads, having shaken the dust of Steeple Bumpley from our tyres, I confessed to Jeeves that there had been moments during the recent proceedings when Bertram Wooster, though no weakling, had come very near to despair. Within a toucher, Jeeves.
Unquestionably, affairs had developed a certain menacing trend, sir.
I saw no ray of hope. It looked to me as if the Bluebird had thrown in the towel and formally ceased to function. And yet here we are, all boomsa-daisy. Makes one think a bit, that.
Yes, sir.
There's an expression on the tip of my tongue which seems to me to sum the whole thing up. Or rather, when I say an expression, I mean a saying, a wheeze, a gag. What I believe is called a saw. Something about joy doing something.
Joy cometh in the morning, sir.
That's the baby. Not one of your things, is it?
No, sir.
Well, it's dashed good, I said. And I still think that there could be no neater way of putting in a nutshell the outcome of the super sticky affair of Nobby Hopwood, Stilton Cheesewright, Florence Cray, my Uncle Percy, J. Chichester Clam, Edwin the Boy Scout, and old Boko Fittleworth, or, as my biographers will probably call it, the Steeple Bumpley Horror. Even before the events occurred which I am about to relate, the above Hamlet had come high up in my list.